An end of times is a 2,000 year cycle. We have gone very deep into the end of time cycle. The 21st century is the end of time cycle. 100%. 100%. That's why do not be shocked to see people doing weird things. Do not be shocked to hear people saying out of the ordinary things, because the end of times, that generation would have become godless. Godless. And once any one of us loses track of God totally, everything that person does will be of evil intention. Because goodness only comes from one source, the good God, who is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the only source of goodness. Anything outside of Jesus is evilness. So when people lose track of the true God, everything they do, everything they say will be evil. Exactly what is happening in our time and age. It does not take a genius to figure out if what is happening around us is evil or not. I just look, a glimpse. I can smell it for a million miles away. It's evil. And when it's evil, it's also funny. Why funny? Because whoever, and when I say whoever, whether it's spirit or flesh, whether it's angel or human, whether it's Satan, whoever that is, whoever loses God loses true wisdom. Then whatever they do after that, no matter how wise they think they are, their actions are so foolish, so childish, it's a laughable matter in a sad way. A laughable matter in a sad way. Geniuses, professors, scientists, and experts people come and say, the Big Bang created you and I. Foolish, laughable matter. Over 13.5 billion years ago. You know, like one of those narrators when they come out. And once upon a time in the Never Never Land, there was this princess living in this castle by herself. Over 13.5 billion years ago, a great explosion happened because he was there, this genius scientist. This eye specialist, who was an atheist before, by studying and becoming an eye specialist, started searching for this power that has created this eye, the human, and everything else. He ended up embracing Christianity. Just by studying the functionality of an eye. He said, what's so amazing about this eye? There are millions of veins that are attached to this eye. This eye is placed in this skull, in a little hole in this skull, but this eye, nothing holds it. There is no bracket, there is no socket, there is no screws, there is nothing. You can go and be a gymnast, jump, turn, go, come. The eye is not popping out. But nothing holds it. It's just a piece of meat sitting in this little hole with nothing holding it. But the way the eye functions, the most sophisticated cameras of the 21st century is nowhere near the genius eye, how it captivates every single picture around you to give you the beauty of what God has made. He said, there has to be God, a creator of this eye. You're telling me a Big Bang? You are the Big Bang. The Big Bang created you. Mother Nature formed you and shaped you. I just wonder, did Mother Nature teach you how to love? Did Mother Nature give you all the feelings, the emotions? Did Mother Nature give you the psychosis of it? Did Mother Nature give you the spiritual aspect of you? Did Mother Nature give you the... It's a joke. A joke. But that's the whole idea. To deceive people and take them away and snatch them out of the truth, which is God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everything is evil in the world, especially now. The educational system is infiltrated. The medical system is infiltrated. Technology is infiltrated. You have weaponry. The religious sector is infiltrated. Don't be surprised to have church leaders and other religious leaders of other religions or the religions of the world. Do not be surprised to see Christian leaders and other religious figures who are part of the system which Satan has put. Judas definitely is not dead. He's still selling his master for 30 pieces of silver. He's not dead. But Christ never changes. He's always ever present. And he's always ever ready to help you for as long as you are genuine by coming to him with a contrite heart and a repented soul. He's genuine. He will always help you if you are genuine to yourself. So now, this woman, the Israelite nation, when they are persecuted through the great tribulation, which will be unbearable, she will be given two wings of a great eagle. The wings of the eagle represents the power of God. God will sustain you in your most difficult times of your life. When you have fallen so deep and so far, God will always give you the strength to come back, to stand back on your feet and come back to him. God will always sustain you, no matter how many times you fall and how many times you've drifted away. God is always there for you, my dear friend. But you need to be genuine and come back to him and say, "Sorry, Lord, for what I have done." So she was given a great two wings of a great eagle, the power of God, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time. We see time, times, and half a time is 3.5. 3.5 is the 3.5 years out of the 7 years, which is the last week, according to Prophet Daniel. It's the last week, which is the Great Tribulation. The Great Tribulation, the Lord, out of mercy, divided it into two parts. The first one, the beginning of the pain. But the last one is the heart of the pain, which is the last 3.5 years of unbearable suffering, because Satan has been cast onto the earth and he will devour people they have never seen done ever before. The lockdowns and the corona, whatever COVID that took place since 2020, will be like a holiday compared to what's happening later on. It'll be like a walk in a park. It'll be like a holiday. When the great tribulation comes, no one will ever be able to withstand the immensity of the suffering and the persecution of this dragon Satan towards humanity. But the Lord will give two wings of a great eagle. He will give power to the woman. Who's the woman? The Israelite nation, the Jewish people. He will give them power in the midst of their suffering, because he loves them like he loves everyone else. No one is special in the eyes of God, because everyone is special. So part of humanity is the Israelite nation. He loved them from the beginning. He will love them till the end. He will love them till the end. So don't ever be upset with any Jewish person. You need to love everyone. That's the Lord. It's the Lord's commandment. Love everyone. So we need to pray for our beloved Jewish people. And we need to love them no matter what happened or happens later on. Now, verse 15. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. Spewed water out of his mouth after this woman, the Israelite nation. He's talking about the Israelite nation in the end of times, the great tribulation. Spewing water, meaning water here, temptation, enticement. He wants to lure them into being tempted. He will bribe them. He will try. Satan will try to bribe the Israelite nation not to go back to Jesus Christ. He will give them a lot of gifts. He will tempt them with glories. Just don't walk away from me. Don't go back to God. Because till now, they are in denial of the Messiah's coming, first coming. But in the great tribulation, they will no longer be in denial. They will come back and repent, accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and God and Savior to their own souls. A lot of Jewish people will become Christian, will accept Jesus as their Lord and God. And they will confess that we have denied your first coming. But today, in the midst of our hardships and suffering, we confess that you have come before and you are coming now to save and deliver your own people. They will accept him when Christ crushes them through this great tribulation, because there is no other way for the Israelite people to come back to Jesus until he really crushes them and corners them, where they will wave the white flag in surrendering to the Almighty Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That is happening. The 21st century will not finish unless this world is punished heavily by God.